It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
That's right. It is time for What's Cooking. And on the line, we have Mike from Pining Radiator. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Now, I'm not really a tree expert, but I've walked through enough pine forests to know that the main tree in pine forests is a Pinus radiatus. Is that where your band name comes from, I'm assuming?
Yeah, correct. The band name's kind of a funny one, eh? The whole kind of concept was like to, you know, we kind of make like not the happiest music or whatever. So it's like, I don't know, just we had this concept of like yearning, and then somebody said pining, and then pining was like, you know, pining, like pine tree, like whatever. So I there's no real correlation to the tree itself. It was more just like kind of a tongue in cheek pun on pining. But yeah. That's kind of the origin, and someone kind of came up with that for us because we couldn't actually lock something in ourselves. So we're running with that.
Hell yeah! And who is in, like, who? What does Pine Radiating or Radiata consist of? Who's in the band?
So on vocals and guitar we have Maeve Egan.
Yep.
And backing her up on vocals is Cass Dollery Signal, and they also do keys and some guitar as well. And then me on guitar, and then Josh Finnegan on drums.
Awesome. And you guys are from Palmerston North, is that correct?
Yeah, we are all originally from Palmerston North, but we kind of have been moving around the country a little bit, and I'm currently living in Whanganui, and Josh is, well, he's on holiday in Europe at the moment, but he tends to live in Wellington, but that may change. And yeah, we're all from Palmy. We play shows in Palmy lots. We recorded the EP in Palmy. It's kind of just the central hub for all of us spread across the lower North Island, really.
Awesome. Wow. And what is, because, you know, being from Auckland, somewhere like Palmerston North is sort of an enigma to us. And yes, we're really falling into that Jaffa trope. You know, what's the music scene like in Palmerston North? Is it quite, you know, massive?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's kind of, I'm not sure if you spent much time in Palmerston North at all, but it's very, like, it's not really that much going on as such, like, in, like, a cultural element. Like, it's certainly no Wellington. So, it just leads to a lot of people just playing music because there's kind of nothing else to do. And we are blessed with a venue and recording studio, which is council-funded. It's called The Stomach. And The Stomach is pretty beneficial to bands starting out playing practice rooms, cheap recording, local rates, etc. So it's a really good stepping stone venue. We also have had in the past some DIY venues, and we currently have one called Snails. So we've kind of got the best of both worlds. We've got this council funded thing that's been around since, like, I think maybe the early 90s, the Stomach's been around. And then we've got a kind of changing roster of these DIY venues, which offer a slightly, like, you got your all ages shows and you got your R18 shows. So we can kind of cater for both. So it's really nice for, we have options for touring bands that come through Palmerston North. And just a great place to get started and play some music. And then, that's how we all started.
It's on the musical roadmap. That's so awesome. Now you've selected like a few tracks for us to play. Maybe we'll start with Twine Sea Change. Could you tell us a little bit about this track that you've chosen?
I'd never heard of Twine until earlier this year. I saw them at Camp Aloham, and like, I think that they were probably my favorite band coming away from that. You know, when you go to a show or a festival or something and you just see a band that you have never heard of and you just walk in and you're like stoked dads on them. Well, that was pretty much Twine for me. And they don't really have, well, they don't have an album or an EP or anything out. It's just kind of a few singles. And this is probably my pick of the bunch for the singles that they do have out. It's a couple years old now, but just an amazing live band with such an energy that it kind of sounds like this recording is just a live take of them in a room, because it really helps. You know, they've conveyed that live energy really well on this track. Yeah, it's kind of catchy too. It's nice. Really cool song.
Cool. Well, we'll give it a spin.
Thanks.
Yes, that track there is Sea Change by Twine, selected by the wonderful Mike, who is on the line with us from the band Pining Radiata. Radiata, am I saying that correctly, Mike?
Radiata, I don't know, everybody runs it a different way, whatever comes out.
Yeah. Now, you guys have just got your EP that's just come out, Skin. Is this the first EP the band's done?
This is our first thing. We got to together about the end of 2013.
Yeah.
And pretty much did a few shows and then recorded that EP. So it's really the first, it's the first songs we wrote. It's our first anything. It's just our first five tracks, really.
Awesome.
So it was pretty, we turned it around pretty quickly. It took us a little bit longer to release it, but it was recorded pretty quick and recorded really quickly after our formation. Yeah.
Wow. And so now that it's out, do you guys have sort of any music video plans and things like that in the works?
We do want to do a video, but we haven't really, there's just so much going on at the moment that we haven't even really had a chance to do it. Or even really just think about it or flesh out that idea. But yeah, maybe next year I think we'd be keen to do a video. It's definitely something on the list.
Yeah.
On to-do list for sure.
100%. And now for this project, did you guys have any long-time collaborators, like producers or anything? Or is this all just your own work?
No, like this is kind of so the last band I was in, we recorded our EP with our friend Harry last year.
Yeah.
This new band is with people that I'd never played before. They're friends, but I'd never played with Cass or Maeve before. So it was a new, I just wanted to do something new and play with people that I hadn't played before. So
awesome.
But we did, in saying that, use Harry to record this Pointing Radiata EP because I think it is important to, you know, build a relationship with a producer or someone that records you just so they know the way you work and everything. So
yeah.
I think that was probably why we were able to record this EP in such a quick turnaround, is because just having worked with Harry previously on last year's project, it was nice. He kind of knew what to expect when signing up to it, really.
And I guess that's what you want. You want it just nice and smooth. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And was it what studio was it recorded? It wasn't recorded in Palmerston North, was it? No.
Yeah, it was recorded in Palmerston North.
Oh, hell yeah.
We ended up just doing it in my dad's house.
Oh, nice.
While he was away at work, hey? Like the 9 to 5 shift, and we just turned it into a studio for a couple of days.
Perfect.
And Harry's really good for that kind of thing, and he brought all the mics in, and we had Josh on drums in the kitchen, and then we had the bifold doors like opened up into the like a big old like 60s house with a big like lounge.
Yeah.
So we just had all of us in the lounge, like Harry and all the guitars and the keys in the lounge, and then Josh like in the kitchen. So yeah.
Wow, the kitchen drums. So there might be like some subtle cutlery rattling happening in the background.
Well, we had to chuck a few mattresses up on the like old house with heaps of glass, and like
the windows
just like real bouncy and rattly and stuff. So there was a bit of softening going on there for sure.
Oh my god. So another track you've chosen for us to listen to, Jen Kloa with Regional Echo. What's the story behind this one?
Yeah, that's a song that I have used as a reference with Harry, who recorded us previously and currently for that EP. It's just a really nice kind of has that kind of recorded live in a room energy that the Twine track did, but in a lot kind of more of a subtle way, and just it's a very delicate, simple but effective song that, you know, just guitar, bass, drums, and you can do a lot with just that and a really nice live capture. So it's just a good song that I always fall back on as a reference to something that I've been trying to achieve, at least anyway. Yeah.
Wow, awesome. Well, let's have a listen. This is Regional Echo by Jen Kloa. You're on BFM.
Thank you. lazy miners bully the suburbs out beyond the haze. Seaside holiday houses lay quiet as a grave. Tombs of dreams past, wealth gone to waste. The Australian
this track here, Regional Echo by Jen Kloer, as selected by Mike from Pining Radiata, who's on the line right now. So, Mike, you've got another track here, Friends, from Man and Rug. Who is Man and Rug?
I kind of picked this song as like a full circle moment because Harry, who recorded our EP and who I've been mentioning earlier, he was the guitar player in this band. And,
cool.
You know, you said you didn't really, you're not too familiar with the Palmy sound, but like this was like pretty much like the pinnacle of the Palmy sound and 10 years ago. This is like a real, you know, this was the stuff that I was like going and watching at gigs when I was growing up. So it's really had a big kind of influence. The people in the band and the music itself. Jules, who played bass in this band, pretty much like taught me, you know, guitar stuff and pedals and everything. And like that was like such a thing at the time. So like this band and particularly this song is a really good representation of the Palmy sound and a venue that operated at that time as well called Great Job. So it's a really good song from a personal note, but it's also a good representative song of Palmy at that time, and it's just a great song, really.
Awesome. Well, this is Friends by Man and Rug. Fantastic track from Palmerston North band Man and Rug. That is Friends. And the engineer and recorder of Pining Radiata's new EP's band, Harry. I'm correct in saying that, Mike?
Yeah, correct.
Wow, amazing. Amazing talent in Palmerston North. You know, us Aucklanders really got to do our research, I think. Can't overlook that town at all.
Some good gems, for sure.
Great gems. So you guys have got a planned tour coming up. What are the dates for that?
That is the end of November. It's the last weekend of November. We're going to do Palmy at the Stomach, kicking things off in Palmy.
Cool.
And then we're heading to Auckland. We're playing at a bar called 605 Morningside.
Oh, yes. I was just there on the weekend. Great bar.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's great. Great. Good drinks. Good. Cool vibe.
I'd never heard of it. And with all that Whammy Bar merger stuff going on and the Others Way and all that, it was so we've got 605.
Awesome.
And then we're gonna head down south and we're gonna do Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin as well.
Wow, big tour. And you guys are touring with is it a fellow Palmerston North End band, Khaki Department?
Yeah, Khaki Department are coming with us. They've also, I think they're due to release their album this month, and it's like a double release tour. So we're just kind of, teaming up on all the admin and everything and just getting it over the line. And it's going to be a really good time for taking Palmy music on the road.
Yeah, a good start to the summer.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And if people want to grab tickets, where's the best place to sort of, I guess, go to your Instagram to find out when the dates
are? Dates and all the tour info is on either the Pining Radiata Instagram or the Khaki Department Instagram.
Yeah.
And the tickets are on Under the Radar. There is also a split 10-inch lathe Johnny Electric's done for us, and that's got a couple of Khaki tracks and a few Pining tracks on the other side as well. And those are available at the tour shows.
Awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, Mike, for coming on and having a chat.
No worries. Thank
you. All the best for your tour. It sounds like it's going to be fun.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
No worries. This track here we're going to leave off on is Pining Radiata, and it's one of their tracks, Forget. You're on BFM.